Well, hello there, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, the MSS crew is back and on the OTR attack here in the Fred Bertelsen Memorial Old Time Radio Room of RadioOutOfThePast.org. The day's date is Saturday, May 7th, 2016. And this is your MSS host, Luis Jr., assisting with bringing to you yet another exciting and exhilarating internet broadcast of Michael's Saturday Night Surprise. We are back again, folks, fresh off our one weekend vacation. Why don't we get things rolling by allowing me to introduce the presenter for tonight's show. Just so happens to be the 007 of MSS, Mr. Ron Bond himself. Yes, he's back again with his stirred martinis, not shaken, and he's put together a little something for your listening enjoyment. Without any further delays, I would just ask that everyone please sit back, grab your favorite drinks and snacks, and enjoy the program. Bond, Ron Bond, the microphone is yours.
Thank you, Luis Jr. Tonight I've got two programs from the Have Gun Will Travel series, and I chose these programs because they both have to do with two major characters in the series. They both get kidnapped or taken. First, we lose Miss Wong, and then we lose Hey Boy. We lose Miss Wong in the first one, and that is Finale from August 9th of 1959.
Someday the city will blow up this devil's inferno we call the waterfront. I hope you live long enough to swallow the flames.
Have Gun, Will Travel. Starring Mr. John Daner as Paladin. San Francisco, 1875, the Carlton Hotel, headquarters of a man called Paladin.
May I warm your coffee, my dear?
Yes, thank you. I just love having dinner in your suite, Mr. Paladin.
I'm glad you do, Linda.
Such a cozy arrangement by the fire. I just adore a fireplace. Do all the rooms in the Carlton have a fireplace?
Well,
Mr. Paladin! Oh, Mr. Paladin!
Who's that?
Mr. Paladin!
Hey, boy, I thought he had the night off. Excuse me.
Excited, isn't he?
All right, hey, boy. I'm coming.
Oh, Mr. Paladin, so happy you're here. Afraid you'll be out for evening.
What's the trouble, hey, boy?
Pleased to talk to you alone?
Oh, sure. I'll be out in the hall, Linda. So, what's all the excitement?
Oh, Miss Wong, missy.
You what?
I cannot find Miss Wong.
Miss Wong is missing?
Yes. Would you please to help Mr. Paladin?
Now, just a minute, hey boy. Start from the beginning.
Well, Miss Wong, hey boy, have big plans for evening. Plans to meet her at 7 o'clock at home of Honorable Aunt. She not there. Honorable Aunt says she does not come home from work. We wait. 9 o'clock come, Missy Wong, not there still.
Well, she was here this afternoon. I saw her down the lobby.
He saw her. Hey, boy, see her, too, when she leave Carlton at 5 o'clock.
Well, did she say she was going home?
No, suffer, she delivers package for lady. Then she go home.
Oh. Did she say where she was going to deliver the package?
No, she not say. But Missy Wong very happy to deliver package. She get big tip, $2. She not tell hey, boy, destination of package.
Who gave her the package, hey boy? Was it someone registered here at the hotel?
Well, no one I ever see before. A strange woman.
What do you mean, strange woman?
All the dress in black. Long black dress. Black overhead like a bonnet.
Hey boy, did she have a red kerchief around her neck?
Oh, yes, sir. That's the one. You see her too?
No, I didn't see her, but there's only one strange woman in San Francisco who fits that description. Mammy Kane.
Mammy Kane?
Hey, boy. Pretty young Chinese girls who deliver packages for Mammy Kane. can get into a lot of trouble.
Oh, Miss Wong in a lot of trouble?
If it was Mammy Kane, I'm afraid so.
Oh, Miss Paladin can help?
I'll try.
It's new. It's revolutionary. It's at your Columbia phonograph dealer. Columbia, first with the LP record, first with guaranteed stereo fidelity records, is first again. Stereo One by Columbia, number one in the wonderful world of sound. A new listening experience in stereophonic high-fidelity sound that makes all your records, stereo or regular, sound better. Just wait till you see the great selection of Columbia Stereo One models at your Columbia dealer. Just wait till you hear the great new sound of pleasure, Stereo One. There's a Columbia Stereo One phonograph for every room, for every budget, for every listening need. Columbia portables are priced as low as $24.95. Consoles with many exclusive new Columbia features start at the amazing low price of $129.95. And you can buy on easy terms at your Columbia phonograph dealer. See them all and hear them all today.
Mammy Kane, mystery woman, who in the few short years since the Civil War had gained enormous power through the boarding houses on the waterfront. She knew the private indiscretions of the boarding house masters, and her fortune was made by supplying them with servant girls, usually Chinese. The mystery woman had bought an old mansion on Bush Street. The gaunt eucalyptus trees moaned against the sea breeze from the bay as I walked up the steps to the massive front door. A few moments later, I was facing Mammy Kane, dressed in the same black dress she always wore. And even in her own parlor, the matching bonnet was tied around her chin.
Do you have a glass of sherry, Paladin?
No, thanks. I don't have time.
So the great Mr. Paladin has come to visit Mammy Kane, and he doesn't have time for a glass of sherry. What brings the mountain to Mohammed?
A Chinese girl, a Miss Wong, who works at the Carlton.
What makes you think I know something about a Chinese girl who works at your hotel?
The $25 you got for delivering her to one of your clients? Was the package addressed to East Street or Finn Alley, or has your business spread to the Barbary Coast?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Look, I'm Paladin, remember? Now, don't you pretend with me.
You sure you won't join me in a glass of sherry?
I'd say you average four girls a day. That's $600 or $700 a week. It's pretty fair wages for a beggar who came to San Francisco 9 years ago with nothing more than a dress on her back.
I didn't think it was your nature to insult ladies.
Would $100 gold piece insult you?
What for?
To tell me where you sent Miss Wong.
She must be very important to you to be worth that much. Did I get a prize this afternoon?
$100, Mammy.
I don't want your money, your insults, or the trouble you could cause me. Get out of my house, Paladin.
What does it take, Mammy? Force?
Don't threaten me.
No, don't threaten the matriarch. Queen of the waterfront scum, peddler of flesh.
Shut up!
Oh. It will take force.
Keep away from me.
Should I kill you?
No. Paladin, no!
Tell me, where's Miss Wong?
Please! I'd be ruined if I tell you.
Would you rather be ruined or dead?
All right. Please don't tell them I told you.
Where is she?
Kelly House in Finn Alley.
What will they do with her?
Either keep her there as a servant or sell her as a slave. Sometimes they ship them down the coast.
Where would she be now, Mammy?
Probably still locked in a room upstairs in the sailor's quarters.
All right. Now, if she isn't there, I'm coming back and put a leash on you, Mammy Kane. And if you have to sniff through every waterhole from here to Cape Horn, you'll lead me to Miss Wong.
Winston tastes good like a cigarette should, because
there's Filter Blend up front ahead of the filter. And the flavor you get in a Winston cigarette comes from Filter Blend. Filter Blend means fine tobacco, Filter Blend up front. And the flavor you get in a Winston cigarette comes from Filter Blend.
Filter Blend is a mighty good reason for you to smoke Winston, because it means tobaccos specially processed for filter smoking. A Winston secret. You get Winston's own pure white modern filter, plus the rich, delightful flavor of fine tobacco.
There's Filter Blend up front ahead of the filter. And the fun you get in a Winston cigarette comes from Filter Blend.
And makes Winston taste good like a cigarette should.
Winston tastes good like a cigarette should.
The waterfront was the realm of the devil, savored with pitch and tar. Finn Alley was lined with two-story boarding houses. On the top floor, sleeping quarters. On the bottom floor, the dining rooms and the saloons. The saloon keeper was the boarding house master. He offered the arriving sailors rooms, meals, and lager beer, and when they owed him enough money, he sold them to anxious ship captains for a profitable sum. He was a crimp who spent his spare time shanghaiing and dealing in the business of servant girls. The dim streetlights along Finn Alley cast long shadows on the cobblestones, drenched by the eerie fog. Depraved men from all over the world littered the street. I walked past the German House, Three Fingered Jack's, the Bucket of Blood, Chicken Jim's Palace, and finally, the Kelly House.
Come on in, Sonny, and breast the bar. Beer is on the house.
No, thanks. No beer.
The Kelly House offers the finest lager on the alley. Ain't that so, Bucko Mate?
Oh, Kelly.
Say, I want to talk to the boarding house master.
Oh, it's me, the owner, standing right in front of you. Michael Kelly, master of the Kelly House.
I want to discuss some important business with you, Mr. Kelly. Alone.
We're alone, Sonny. Why, there ain't a sober mate among us. What's your important business?
I came to buy a Chinese servant girl.
Aha! A gentleman has come in me midst to buy a servant.
Oh, Kelly!
And what makes you think old Kelly sells Chinese servant girls?
I've got the money. You name the price.
You have credentials, identification?
No credentials, just money.
You think I run an illegal business of selling girls, eh?
Well, Mr. Kelly, is this enough gold to open the door to your illegal business?
Perhaps Kelly should talk with the gentleman.
I want a special Chinese girl, the one who came in this afternoon around 5:30 with a package from Mammy Kane.
Follow me, lad, to Kelly's back room. Take the door over there and turn to the right. Me office is at the end of the hall. I'll meet you there.
Right.
Oh, Gertie, you take over the bar. Keep tab on all the drinks. Bring Carter, my boy.
Oh, Kelly!
Such a pretty belaying pin. Now, which pocket did you keep the gold in, me bucko?
I don't know how long I was out, but when I woke up, I was lying in the bottom of a skiff. I was alone, except for a pudgy, bearded sailor who was rowing us through the dense fog. My hands were tied behind my back, and my feet were roped together. The rocking movement of the small boat didn't help the dull, throbbing pain in my head. So, after considerable effort, I managed to raise up into a sitting position.
So you decided to wake up, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, it... Ooh. Hey, where are we going?
To that old deep water packet out there.
Oh, there. Then what happens?
What happens? The captain has a new sailor.
A new sailor. You work for Kelly?
I work for whoever pays me.
How many new sailors have you delivered to the captain tonight?
You'll have plenty of mates on board. Don't worry about that.
Where's it going?
What?
The ship. Where's it going?
Who knows? It's a packet that carries coal. Who knows? Maybe you go to Puget Sound. That's a lovely trip to Puget Sound.
Yeah. Yeah, I bet it is.
Yeah, lovely. What's your name?
Paladin.
Paladin, did you ever work on ships before?
No, not that I remember.
You would remember.
Yeah, I guess I would. Say, why have you got my hands and my feet tied up like this?
Kelly ties you up. I untie you when we get to the ship.
Yeah. Ropes burning my wrists.
What did you say?
My wrists. Ropes burning them. Couldn't you just loosen it up a bit?
No.
Oh, what difference does it make? Just loosen it up a little, huh?
No. I untie you when we get to the ship.
Burned wrists wouldn't be too good for shoveling coal, would they?
Maybe not.
Look, I'm not asking you to untie me. Just loosen the rope, will you? Come on, please.
Maybe so. I think you're a good fellow. And you've got lots of troubles to come. I'll loosen it for you, Paladin.
Oh, thanks.
Can you turn around?
Well, I... No. Not with my feet tied up. There's not enough room. Couldn't you just sort of reach around?
Reach around? Yeah. I think so.
Yeah, good. There.
Yeah, so... That Kelly ties good knots.
Yeah, he sure does.
Usually I have to cut the ropes, but... Yeah, this one does not seem to be too difficult. Could you move your arm?
Here.
Yeah, so...
Is that better?
Yeah, that's better. It's coming. Anyway. Wait! You dirty black line dog!
Sorry, old mate. Thanks for untying my hands.
Constipation is something people don't talk about much, but it can be a problem for anyone, even doctors. And when constipation occurs, it's interesting to see just what doctors consider important about a laxative they might use or recommend. Well, a majority of the doctors we heard from had this to say.
A laxative should be effective, gentle, as close to natural acting as possible, and a medicine that can be used with complete confidence.
Now, X-Lax has been popular with many doctors and millions of people over the years because pleasant-tasting chocolated X-Lax is effective. Overnight, it helps you toward your normal regularity. X-Lax is gentle. Next morning, it gives you the closest thing to natural action. And that's why many doctors and millions of people use X-Lax with complete confidence. X-Lax, the laxative that helps you toward your normal regularity, gently, overnight. Is X-Lax in your medicine cabinet?
I took the sailor's knife and cut the rope away from my ankles and rowed back to shore. He was still unconscious when I tied the skiff to the wharf, but he was breathing, and I knew he'd be all right. It was a short walk back to Finn Alley. It must have been after midnight, but the Kelly house was still rolling with the same black-hearted drunks.
Oh, come on in, Sonny, and breast it.
Oh, hey, you.
Surprised, Mr. Kelly.
You come back, eh, Paladin?
Oh, so you found my credentials in my wallet and remembered my name, huh? Well, I'm flattered, Mr. Kelly.
Now, Paladin, I had to do what I did. When I found out who you were, I was afraid you'd come back and kill me.
Now I'm back.
I'll make everything right with you, and then you go. Huh?
I'll go when you bring the Chinese girl to me.
Forget the Chinese girl. It'd mean nothing but trouble for you.
Where is she, Kelly?
I don't know. Take me advice, my friend, and forget her.
Stop dodging, Kelly. Maybe I should beat it out of you. I owe you a few blows for the one you gave me.
Will you keep away?
Oh, you put that bottle down and come out from behind the bar.
Get out of here!
Huh? Hey, your aim was better in the dark. Over that bar, Kelly!
You want to fight, Kelly, huh?
Why, you... Now, Kelly. Kelly. The Chinese girl, where is she? Listen, Kelly, where is she?
Upstairs. In the last room on the left. The key's in my office. Get her and get out of here. And stay away from my place, Paladin.
I'll stay away unless you come poking around my part of town. Someday San Francisco will blow up your waterfront, Kelly. I hope you and Mammy Kane live long enough to see the flames. Miss Wong was crouched in the corner of the locked room like a frightened animal. When she realized I was the one who entered the room, tears filled her eyes and ran down her cheeks. It was a quiet trip back to the home of her honorable aunt. Everyone was overjoyed, including, of course, Hayboy. She did not come to work at the Carlton the next day. The following morning, I was just leaving my hotel room when there was a knock at the door. Oh, well, good morning, Miss Wong.
Good morning, Mr. Paladin.
Did you have a restful day off yesterday?
Yes, sir.
Good.
Honorable aunt, so very kind. She served me breakfast in bed, dinner in bed, and supper in bed.
And how do you feel today?
Happy to be back to work after so much food and so much rest.
Oh, well, I hope your appetite returns by this evening.
Yes, sir. Oh, how so?
I've made some special arrangements for you and Hayboy.
Hayboy.
I'll be leaving town on a business trip late this afternoon, but you and Hayboy are invited to be my guests for a private dinner here in my room.
Oh, with a fireplace?
Yes, a fire and everything.
Fire. Does Hayboy know this?
No, not yet.
No, well, maybe you wait. We surprise him.
Wonderful.
Wonderful.
Now, the chef has promised to fix you a very special dinner.
Oh, I wonder what he will prepare for us.
Oh. Filet de bœuf, sauce béarnaise. Côtelette d'agneau, sauce soubise. Escalope de veau à la genoise. Pomme de terre, maître d'hôtel.
Mr. Paladin?
Yes?
If you know what the chef will prepare, do not tell me. Then Mr. Wong has a surprise.
All right. I won't tell you. It'll be a surprise.
Improved K-Site tune-up, the tune-up in a can.
Morning, sir. Help you?
I hope so.
Engine, huh?
Hasn't got the pickup of a kitty car.
Well, it's misfiring some.
Some? Mister, half my plugs are on strike.
Improved K-Site tune-up, the tune-up in a can.
Probably your rings are sticking, maybe your valves. When was that carburetor cleaned?
Not too recently.
Improved K-Site tune-up, the tune-up in a can.
Your car's not in such bad shape, all you need's a tune-up.
A tune-up? A $50 tune-up?
Now relax, we'll add a can of K-Site tune-up to your gasoline, another can to your oil. That'll clean your whole firing zone. Valves, rings, plugs, carburetor, everything.
Mister, you're pouring it on.
No, you pour it in. $1.25 a can at most any service station. Results guaranteed or double your money back.
Improved K-Site tune-up, the tune-up in a can.
Yeah.
Have Gun, Will Travel. Created by Herb Meadow and Sam Rolfe, is produced and directed in Hollywood by Frank Paris and stars John Daner as Paladin, with Ben Wright as Hayboy. Tonight's story was specially written for Have Gun, Will Travel by Mr. Paris. Featured in the cast were Virginia Gregg, Joseph Kearns, Waldo Epperson, and Paddy Gallagher. This is Hugh Douglas inviting you to join us again next week when CBS Radio presents Have Gun, Will Travel.
Right then, my second program, as I said, is from the Have Gun, Will Travel series. In this one, though, Hey Boy gets taken, and it's kind of interesting. This one is Shanghai is a Verb from April 3rd of 1960.
You just don't go to the Barbary Coast. You make arrangements. I've made mine. And I hope it'll save Hey Boy's life.
Have Gun, Will Travel. Starring Mr. John Daner as Paladin. San Francisco, 1875. The Carlton Hotel, headquarters of a man called Paladin.
Come in, Hey Boy. The door's unlocked.
Isn't that Hey Boy, Mr. Paladin?
Oh, Miss Wong, good morning. Come in.
Good morning. I bring paper and coffee.
Thank you, Miss Wong. Why didn't Hey Boy bring them up?
Hey Boy's not come to work this morning.
What?
Hey Boy's not come to work this morning. It's Miss Wong's fault. We had a big argument last night.
You mean he didn't come to work just because you had an argument?
Maybe so. I don't know, Miss Paladin. Miss Wong, very worried.
Well, why don't you sit down and try to take hold of yourself? There. Now, do you want to tell me about it?
Yes, sir. Hey, boy. All time say he going to marry Miss Wong someday, but he not say when. Mm-hmm. So last night, I tell him I wait no more.
Oh.
That I not want to see him again, ever. He was very angry. Walk away. Say nothing.
Uh-huh.
This morning I see his uncle, and he say that Hey Boy not come home last night. Oh, Mr. Paladin, I very worried. Maybe something happened to him.
No, I wouldn't fret about it, Miss Wong. I'm sure he's all right.
Oh, Hey Boy very angry.
I'll go talk to his uncle. Maybe he's heard from him by now.
You find him, Mr. Paladin. Please?
I'll try, Miss Wong.
Mr.
This is the cold season. What do medical authorities say about the common cold? Doctors tell us there's no known drug which will cure a cold. There are effective medications for treating complications accompanying or following a cold. If you've been taking sensible precautions and still have one cold after another, it's best to see your doctor. And here's another important health tip. When you have a cold and need a laxative, that's the time to rely on Gentle X-Lax. Pleasant-tasting, chocolated X-Lax helps you toward your normal regularity, gently, overnight. X-Lax gets along with any cold remedies you may be taking, and X-Lax works where nature wants, in the lower tract, not the stomach. X-Lax is so gentle, so close to natural acting, there's no upset, no urgency or discomfort. Next morning, you're well on your way toward your normal regularity. So when you have a cold and need a laxative, take X-Lax, the laxative you can use with complete confidence. X-Lax helps you toward your normal regularity, gently, overnight. X-Lax.
My first stop in the dingy labyrinth of Chinatown was a curio shop owned by Hayboy's uncle. He was visibly upset and had no further word from his nephew. I promised him that I would do everything I could to find him. There was one man in Chinatown who might have the answer, Chung Wu. For want of a better description, he was called the mayor of Chinatown, but he was much more than that. Head of the House of Chung in America, related through marriage to the Wang, Chang, and Fong families, president of the An Liang Tong. And just to keep his hand in, he ran the biggest fantan parlor east of Canton. He was very important and very difficult to see.
No, no. The Honorable Chung Wu is not in.
He is never out.
He sees no one.
He'll see me.
Keep your hand away from that panel.
And you keep your hand away from that knife.
How? How did you know?
I've been here before. You must be new.
You will put me to death by a thousand torture.
Who visits this humble establishment?
Tis I, Chung, Paladin.
Ah, Paladin, my friend.
Ni jia zhong.
Mao yao fa zhe, fai la, fai la.
That's a mighty devoted watchdog you have there, Chung.
You must forgive him, my friend. He is new. To him, all Americans look alike.
They do. Well, don't be hard on him. He was just doing his job.
Yes. Well, come in, Paladin. Come in.
Thank you.
Well, my friend, it is too long a time since you have graced these unworthy walls with your presence.
Much too long. May the oversight find forgiveness in your honorable heart.
My heart is too full of pleasure at seeing you once more to harbor an unkind thought. It quickens to know the reason for your visit.
I seek word of the boy who serves me at the hotel.
Yes. Kim Chang, the one you call Hey Boy?
The very one.
Why do you seek word of him here?
He's disappeared. I fear he's in trouble.
If he were in trouble, I would have heard.
I thought perhaps he might be in your establishment playing fantan.
Not that boy. Sometime I think he is not a true Chinese. He cares nothing for gambling. He thinks only of saving his money so that he can get married to this Miss Wang at your hotel.
But that's why he disappeared after she asked him when he intended to marry her.
Foolish girl. She has not yet learned how to hide the stings when she manipulates her mannequin.
Yeah. Well, if you were a Chinese boy and had a fight with your girl, where would you go?
If he were angry enough, our Incape would not have been strong enough for him.
You mean he went out and got drunk?
He might have. But if he did, he did not do it here.
Where then?
If I were an angry Chinese boy who did not care for gambling and wanted to get really drunk, I might end up in the Barbary Coast.
The Barbary Coast, that mean and ratty conglomeration of sheds and shanties, purveying entertainment and refreshment to sailors whose appetites are stranger than their tastes. Now, you just didn't go to the Barbary Coast. You made arrangements. I made mine at the hack line in Portsmouth Square.
Cab, sir. Right this way, sir. Cab, sir.
Ah, there you are, Harry.
Mr. Pellet.
I was hoping I'd find you free.
Yes, sir. Harry the Ack at your service. Well and Hager and able to do your bidding. Where'll it be, Mr. Paladin?
Harry, I want to find Ma Gertie.
Ma Gertie. Oh. Why, she's been lying low since the vigilantes closed her up last time. It won't be easy, Mr. Paladin.
But, it won't be impossible.
Hmm? Well, the sound of them cartwheels is making it easier every minute.
And shall we go?
Yes, sir. Step right in. Get up there!
Tastes good like a cigarette should. Winston tastes good like a cigarette should. Winston gives you real flavor, full rich tobacco flavor. Winston's easy drawing too, the flavor comes right through to you. Winston tastes good like a cigarette should.
A modern filter? Sure, Winston has it. But that's only the beginning of a Winston. Up front, up where it really counts, Winston packs exclusive filter blend. Light, flavorful tobaccos, specially selected and specially processed for filter smoking. Filter blend. That's why it's fun to smoke Winston, America's best-selling filter cigarette.
Winston tastes good like a cigarette should.
Made the rounds of North Beach, stopping at a half dozen places before Harry the Hack found the right one. It was a saloon built out over the water on a pier. It was called the Golden Fleece. I had a drink at the bar while Harry made arrangements.
She's here, all right.
Oh, where?
In the back room. Said she'd see you. She's waiting.
Thanks, Harry.
Come in.
Thanks. So, how have you been, Ma?
Paladin, I'd like it better if you called me Gertie.
All right, Gertie.
Sit down. Still as handsome as ever.
You hear the vigilantes have been giving you a bad time.
Ah, the vigilantes. Why can't they leave an old woman alone?
Because if they did, that old woman would be running the city in 2 weeks.
All I ask is to earn a living.
Yeah, I weep for you, Gertie.
That what you came here for? To cry over me?
No. I'm looking for a Chinese boy.
What makes you think he might be here?
Well, missing persons have a way of passing through your hands, Gertie.
You talk pure nonsense, Paladin.
Yeah, that may be, but I...
What are you doing?
What's this? Where'd you get this black silk coolie hat?
What coolie hat?
Stuffed behind this sofa pillow like someone was trying to hide it.
Well, now, Paladin, why'd anyone want to hide a thing like that?
I don't even know why a respectable lady like you would have a thing like this in her parlor, unless it was dropped by its owner while he was being lowered unconscious through that trap door over there to a boat below.
I don't know what you're talking about.
All right, where is he, Gertie?
Where's who?
The owner of this cap.
Now, how would I?
This is Hay Boy's cap.
I've never heard of any Hay Boy.
Now, where is he, Ma?
You wouldn't harm me, Paladin.
If I had to.
Don't threaten me.
Where is he, Ma?
All right. I heard the Arabella Bishop was short some men.
Arabella Bishop?
The same. Clydeside clipper bound east for Liverpool round the Horn.
Did you sell Hay Boy to the Arabella Bishop?
You're too late, Paladin.
What do you mean?
Look out the window.
What?
The Arabella Bishop's weighed anchor, Paladin. She's already sailed.
Hey, boy was shanghaied aboard the Arabella Bishop, and she was too far out in the bay for me to do anything about it. But if I couldn't intercept her by water, I could try to cut her off by land.
Well, yes, Mr. Paladin, I can beat her to the Presidio.
All right, Harry, let's go.
Get up there. Get. What are you figuring on doing, Mr. Paladin?
Get that boy off the Arabella Bishop.
Al, that tub's a sail.
There's a way.
You know who's master of the Arabella?
No.
Captain Forge. And I mean a cutthroat ain't been born to sail the seas.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of him.
He ain't going to give up no crew and to you without a fight.
I think he will. And gladly.
Yeah, keep trying, Nellie. Sorry, I can't push old Nellie any faster, Mr. Pelletier.
That's all right. Once we get over Russian Hill, we'll coast all the way out to the Presidio.
And then what?
I have friends in the Army, Harry.
Yes, but for what you're aiming to do, you ought to have friends in the Navy.
Look back there.
Yes?
You see, the Arabella Bishop, just beyond Yerba Buena, she's in irons, no wind. Now, look out toward the Golden Gate.
Fog coming in.
Exactly. By the time the Arabella Bishop gets out to the gate on the tide, we'll be waiting for her in the fog.
We'll be waiting?
Now, Harry, you're not going to abandon me, are you?
No, no, only, how are we going to get out there? Walk?
One thing at a time, my good Harry. Well, now that we're over the hump of Russian Hill, let's make all speed to the Army sutler on the Presidio. The sutler on an Army post, a good man to know. Not only does he control the supplies, but he also has more restricted information than the commanding officer. And John Harrington, sutler at the Presidio, was the best west of the Rockies.
Captain Paladin.
Hello, John. How are they treating you?
Oh, fine, fine. What brings you out here on this wet, misty afternoon?
I thought we might go fishing, my friend and I.
Fishing in this muck?
Mm-hmm.
You won't be able to see your hand in front of your face by nightfall.
All the better for the kind of fish we're after.
Uh-huh.
John, when I was stationed out here, there was always a small sailboat or two moored in that little cove to the leeward of Fort Point.
That's right. There's a couple out there now. Catboat?
That's too small.
A cutter?
Yeah, that's more businesslike. I don't suppose anybody will be using them this afternoon.
In this weather?
Do you have a yellow flag somewhere?
A quarantine flag, eh?
Exactly.
I think so.
Good. I'd like to borrow it. And a burgee for the mainmast to look official.
All this for a fishing trip?
That's right.
What are you expecting to catch?
Well, why don't you close up the store and come along and see?
I think I will. This looks like something the man shouldn't miss.
Martha, what do you hear from your sister?
She's coming for a visit, and I dread it.
Martha!
With the nagging backache and muscular aches and pains I've had lately, I feel worn out.
Nobody feels very spry with that discomfort, so do something for relief.
But how?
Try Doane's Pills.
Good advice. That's Doane's Pills, an analgesic and mild diuretic to the kidneys. Nagging backache, also headache, dizziness, and muscular aches and pains may come on with overexertion, emotional upsets, or everyday stress and strain. Doane's pain-relieving action is often the answer, and they also offer mild diuretic action through the kidneys. So if nagging backache is making you feel worn out, tired, and miserable, with restless, sleepless nights, don't wait. Try Doane's Pills, used successfully by millions for over 60 years. See if they don't bring you the same welcome relief. Get Doane's Pills today. To save money, buy Doane's Big Economy Size.
With A Company guidons flying from the main and mizzen peaks and the yellow quarantine flag flapping at the main truck, the little pleasure cutter Daphne looked official enough to fool anyone in the late afternoon in a heavy fog. And that's just the way it was when we finally pushed off into the Golden Gate. We didn't have too much trouble finding the Arabella Bishop. She was picking her way down the bay like a lonely calf.
Ahoy! Arabella Bishop! Ahoy!
Ahoy! Who are you?
U.S. Army cutter Daphne. Heave to and prepare to be boarded.
What is your business?
Official inspection.
We got nothing to inspect. We're carrying ballast, and we ain't about to heave to less than a mile from the open sea.
Sorry, Captain. Orders are orders.
Well, your papers seem to be in order, Captain Forge.
Of course they're in order. I don't understand what all this tomfoolery is about.
Oh, by the way, I don't see any Chinese listed in your ship's roster.
That's right.
No Chinese on your crew?
No.
No Chinese cook, nothing like that?
No.
Huh. That's strange. We received information that you had a Chinese aboard.
Well, the informers were mistaken.
Well, I'm glad of that for your sake, Captain. This Chinese is supposed to be suffering from the, bubonic plague.
The plague?
Yes. Our orders were to take him ashore and put him in quarantine. But, of course, since he's not aboard...
Now, wait a minute. Just a minute. Boatswain!
Aye, sir.
Those passengers.
Passengers?
Are you numbskulls you took aboard last night?
Oh, them passengers.
Yes. Was there a Chinese among them?
Well, it seems to me there was, sir.
Well, break him out. Bring him on deck.
You better bring the other passengers, too.
No,
you heard me, Boatswain.
Aye, sir.
Passengers, huh? Ma Gertie said you were short-handed before you sailed.
So she's the informer. She gets hers from both ends, huh?
No, Captain. She was the sole discretion. Protecting the good name of her clients... the good name of her clients until the very end.
She arrested again?
No. The end in this case was when I discovered a Chinese coolie cap under her sofa pillow. Now, really, Captain, your strong-arm boy should be more careful of the customer's personal property.
All right. Get out of there, all
there
of you.
There we are. Three... Four, five. You must have been short, Captain Forge.
Oh, Mr. Paladin.
Did he say Paladin? Why, you're not the U.S. Army. Boatswain,
I say. Master, all hands.
Don't there. You move, Captain Forge. As you can see, my friends and I have you well covered. John.
Yes, Paladin?
Get Hayboy over the side and aboard the Daphne.
Maybe so. I help you here, Mr. Paladin.
Yeah, you've given me enough trouble already.
Oh, hey, boy, not want to give trouble. I just walk down
the hill and... Harry, hey, boy.
Oh, he's on.
You can tell us all about it later on.
Now, the rest of you passengers, this is the last call. All ashore that's going ashore.
Hey, wait a minute, Paladin. I paid good money for those men.
Then I suggest you get a refund from Ma Gertie. Tell her the merchandise was spoiled.
Hey, Paladin.
What?
That Chinese boy. Does he really have the plague?
I don't know, Forge. If you're still alive when you reach Liverpool, I think you can assume that he didn't.
Mr. Paladin, I was not mad at all.
Hey, boy, in matters of this sort, I don't feel it's disloyalty to the weaker sex to stretch the truth. Now... Miss Wong feels that it was her fault that you disappeared.
Well, I was not mad at her. I just walked down by Bayshore for fresh air and someone hit me on the head.
Yes, we know that, hey boy, but there's no harm in letting her think you were angry with her. You see, you must be firm, hey boy. Now, remember.
Yes, sir.
All right. Come in.
Hey, boy.
Missy Wong.
Oh, what happened to you? Where did you go? Mr. Wong, so worried about you.
Oh,
Miss Wong.
Yes, sir.
The hay boy was shanghaied.
Shanghai?
Yes.
Hey boy, it serves you right.
Oh.
What you going to Barbary Coast for? Maybe you get drunk and Mr. Wong sitting here crying eyes out. Hey boy, having no consideration for a tiny girl. Oh, why I ever listen to
Mr.
you?
Mr. Paladin.
Yes, hey boy.
You think maybe so you can catch up with Arabella Bishop?
Thirsty people everywhere prefer ice-cold Pepsi-Cola. And because it's light, it refreshes without filling.
Charlie, be sociable.
I am, Kay. Pepsi is a favorite of thirsty people from Maine to Hawaii, from Alaska to Florida.
Charlie.
It's perfect for parties or picnics, so serve Pepsi to your guests.
That's helpful, but...
This is the sociable part. Keep plenty of Pepsi ice cold and ready. Remember, it goes fast because everybody likes Pepsi.
Singing still sounds more inviting. May I?
Be sociable, look smart, keep up to date with Pepsi, drink light, refresh. refreshing Pepsi. Stay young and fair and debonair. Be sociable, have a Pepsi.
But singing doesn't say, pick up an extra carton of Pepsi today. Better yet, get a case.
You do that.
Have Gun, Will Travel. Created by Herb Meadow and Sam Rolfe, is produced and directed in Hollywood by Frank Paris, and stars John Daner as Paladin, with Ben Wright as Hayboy and Virginia Gregg as Miss Wong. Tonight's story was specially written for Have Gun, Will Travel by William N. Robeson. Featured in the cast were Edgar Barrier, Harry Bartell, Barney Phillips, Tim Graham, Charles Lung, and Virginia Christine. This is Hugh Douglas inviting you to join us again next week when CBS Radio presents Have Gun, Will Travel.
A bandit demands a medical miracle at gunpoint. Gunsmoke follows on the CBS Radio Network.
All right, then. That was Have a Little Travel from April 3rd, 1960. Shanghai's a verb. And that's it for me. I gotta go. I hope you enjoyed this as much as I did. I had a good time here. A lot of fun. And I'll be back next time with some more stuff. Who knows what it's going to be, but we'll find out. Luis, it's your turn.
Okay, Ron. Great work as usual. I'll take it from here so that we can shut things down and wrap things up for this week's broadcast of Michael's Saturday Night Surprise. Yep, folks, that's going to do it. I'm sorry, but all good things. If you have any questions, comments, complaints, or maybe even a request or two, please address them via email to mikeamelli@earthlink.net. He can be found at mikeamelli@earthlink.net. We will soon be releasing the key and turning the room over to you, the listening audience. Please do with it as you wish, for as long as you wish. Just remember, be nice to one another. On behalf of myself and the rest of the MSS crew, have a great night, a great weekend, and goodbye.